This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. The City of Columbia is spending $45,000 to conduct an outside review of its police department. This comes after a year in which the department has seen a host of issues, including the firing of Officer Rob Sanders, as well as dueling local groups focusing on Chief Ken Burton. City Councilman Jason Thornhill says the review, which has already begun, is meant to give an overall look at how the department operates.
Let's take the opportunity to step back and see if we're doing everything we can to have the best department so the public can trust the department and so that the folks who work in it can feel good about their jobs.
Executive Director of the Columbia Police Officers Association, Ashley Cuddle, says in an email that while she can't speak for the concerns of the entire department, the officers she deals with have key issues that they'd like addressed. These include inconsistent management practices, unclear policies, and unfounded claims against the officers' professionalism. Thornhill says the hope is that the findings will help the department meet their goals. A report is expected by late next month. Missouri lawmakers have opened their annual session with an agenda that includes some big financial challenges. The 2012 session got underway today and will run through May 18th. Lawmakers will need to decide how to close a budget gap estimated at $500 million for the upcoming fiscal year. They also will be considering changes to the state's multi-billion-dollar school funding formula. Governor Jay Nixon is set to outline his budget and policy priorities during a State of the State address on January 17th. Missouri's former Economic Development Department director has been named to the Missouri Technology Corporation. Governor Jay Nixon announced that David Kerr, who stepped down from his previous post at the start of this year, will join the corporation. Nixon made several appointments today. Republican Bradley Gregory of Bolivar was named to the Missouri Department Finance Board, and former State House member Jim Avery of St. Louis was tapped to the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission. Avery currently is the chairman of the State Board of Mediation. Gregory and Avery's appointments will require confirmation by the State Senate. The head of Missouri's Higher Education Department has good news for the state's colleges and universities. Commissioner David Russell predicts lawmakers this session will have to cut $500 to $700 million from the upcoming state budget. He also predicts it will be about $15 billion this year, about $5 billion less than previous years. But after years of withholdings, he thinks lawmakers may downplay cutting much more state funding from colleges and universities.
I think they've actually come to have a very high degree of confidence in higher education to deal with its own issues, to figure out ways to get through these difficult times year in and year out. So I don't think that we're going to be the center of attention during this next session, but I can assure you that those of us in Jefferson City are going to continue to look for every opportunity we can to make sure they know what our needs are and to help them as they try to set new policies that affect us.
Russell points to last year's session when legislators argued how to reduce cuts to higher education, even more than the governor's budget proposed. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.